The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. I'm Sam Bridges, making my debut on the podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to Saturday's racing shortly. I'm in the company of Ross Briley. Ross, I was wondering, how long do you think it'd take me to get to 4,000 podcasts? And is that a record?
Well, it's taken Tony McCoy 18 years to get to 4,000 winners. I think you'll get about 50 and have enough.
Enough.
Yeah, mentally you'll have enough. I can't possibly do the next 3,950, or you'll be institutionalised after about 1,000. I'd say
similar to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you'd have to just sit in a room doing podcasts to yourself, which is fine. You know, that's to be fair. Essentially, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, normally that's normally the what I do. But yeah, I've managed somehow to get a job. We should talk a little bit about AP McCoy.
No, no one's bothered.
Come on. A fantastic achievement. There's so much been said already, which is, you know, why we're thinking, do we have to? Because there's so much said.
No, I was just winding you up. It's a massive thing, isn't it?
It's huge. Of course it's huge. But I'm just saying there is so much going on. You look at the racing past today, you know, wall to wall coverage, everywhere else. But what have you made of this road to 4,000? It's been an interesting last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I've actually backed any of them. that's the problem. The best thing I saw was on the BBC last night in an interview with him, and he said, "Yeah, this is the first time in my career I've really been proud of what I've achieved." I was like, "What? The first time? 18 years of riding winners, and you never thought?" I'm doing all right, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad at all. You won a Grand National, you won a Gold Cup, you won everything.
He's written a novel,
yeah, that's it, yeah. Although I quite like it. Almost, not that he's not, I don't think he's mellowed, because I don't think he'll ever mellow. You can't be him, you can't be that successful and that much of a true competitive sportsman and one day just go, not that bothered. Like, you'll always be bothered, but there must come a moment of just sort of serene contemplation when you go, yeah, everything I've been doing has been worth it, it's been up to this, and people appreciate it. It must be a great feeling, because like I said, when he's in it, you're just doing it, you're not thinking.
Yeah, people that's go, you're the greatest. When his standards are so high,
yeah,
as well,
he's not thinking, I'm doing it for you guys, I am the greatest, you guys love me. People come and go, you're the best jockey in the world, you're fantastic, how do you do it? He's just thinking, well, I'll just do it. He's not questioning it. So that now he's taken a step outside himself, I think, and gone, yeah, this is good, I've done well.
Yeah,
and it's brilliant,
bad.
It's fantastic. It's almost as if he's realised what everyone else already knew, that he is the greatest jockey around, and by quite a considerable margin as well. It's quite ridiculous. And I mean, even yesterday was just a beautiful example. He was never going to win by 20 lengths, was he, on his 4,000th?
No, it was always going to be the hard way, wasn't it? Dragging a horse to the line, and so it proved on Mountain Dunes.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was gritty, it was dirty, it was an unfashionable race course as well. It was in a race that, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really make that much of a difference. I mean, who knows, the horse is young and inexperienced, it could go on to anything, but wasn't on the big stage. This is the thing, Tony McCoy will go and do that on a daily basis anywhere, just because that's what he wants to do, and that's life, isn't it? That's, if you could find something that drives you, gets you up in the morning that much and makes you happy to make as many sacrifices as he's had to make, brilliant.
And we're talking as well about the future for F.E. McCoy. We were looking at lots of specials yesterday on William Hill about, you know, what the future could hold.
Yeah.
There's been murmurings maybe about a possible retirement, but it doesn't seem so from what he was saying after yesterday. It seems like there is still some hunger to continue.
Yeah, well, at the level he goes, 5,000 is genuinely not... It's not impossible. I mean, it's a big ask. but I think what did he mention? He mentioned, was it, I can't remember the exact number, but the amount of, he wanted to ride as many as Martin Pipe had trained.
Yeah. I think that was another 100 and
was it 182 or something?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
So that's a pretty good target. But again, if you're a man of his nature, you will always, there's always another target. And to be fair, it's like one of those things that when there isn't another target, you think, well, what's the point? Why, that's... You find targets. Life's about targets, and if you've got something, especially with racing, because there is constantly defined targets.
Yeah.
There's always, I didn't win this year. That means I can come back and do it next year. It's not It's not a lot of the time. It's not a once in a lifetime shot, because you might get another chance next year. You don't know.
Yeah, I think that was another quote from him yesterday, saying if you don't have dreams, you might as well just pack up and go home.
Yeah. Because he's right to an extent. Once you get comfortable and happy and you plateau. Then it's boring in a way. I mean, to an extent, that kind of undermines the whole process, because you think, well, what's the point in having a target if you never get there? But I think he's just trying to make without going too existential, without giving you a meaning to be on this rock.
Wow.
Hurtling through space.
We're getting slightly deep now, so we'll...
4,000 winners.
Yeah, well, congratulations,
space.
F.E. McCoy. But
space is the next frontier for Tony McCoy.
We should move on and talk
probably
about Saturday's racing, which sees the climax of the flat turf season, also of the summer naps table as well, where you're currently chasing down Dave Driver. Do you have some confidence that you might be able to achieve this?
Quietly, yeah, it's achievable. I think if you're within £10, you can always, anything over a 10 to 1 shot is always very hard to find. In fact, the other day when, although that said, yesterday, I actually had a winner yesterday, and the rest of the week I've been going 10, 12, 14 to 1 shots, thinking, right, I'll get it back in one lump. Yesterday, I sat down, I had a list of three outsiders I quite fancied. I'll play it safe. Go for a 4 to 1 shot. That one, great, fantastic. Two of the others were at 16 and 12 to 1, and I just went, oh, what?
Heartbreaking.
So, but at least it shows I'm in good form, finding them. So, and the good thing about Saturday is, most horses are going to be good prices because it's big fields and competitive racing, so it's doable. But Dave is very much in the driver's seat. He's long odds on.
Literally, the Dave driving seat.
He is in the Dave driver's seat. Yeah, I didn't even. Yeah.
Well, start with the first race you want to look at today, which is the 1:15 at Doncaster. It's over the six furlongs. It's a class 4 handicap. Just talk us through this one.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's that strong a race, really. And I'm hoping that if I'm within £4 or £5 on Saturday, there might be well an app in here. I think Table for Ten's got a little bit of a squeak for Stan Moore. That ran well the other day. Up Holland is of interest for Richard Farr. He was in very good form, making its handicap debut. At Panina, that ran quite well in a strong nursery at York last time out. But the one is Black Caesar, who I'm very keen on. Hacked up in soft ground at Newbury on its penultimate start, recording a good time in a race that, to be fair, hasn't worked out as well as I thought it would do. But he then went into handicap company next time out at Goodwood, got beat by stablemate Pretty Flamingo, who waltzed home by 7 lengths. Black Caesar was a further 8.5 lengths behind that. It was very testing conditions. But the Gosden horse, who finished a couple of places behind Black Caesar, came out and won next time out, and I think the return to 6 is a big plus. I think the 7 was just asking a bit too much for this horse. So I think 6 furlong, soft ground on a track like Doncaster, a nice galloping track as well, very similar to Newbury. I'd be very surprised if Black Caesar doesn't run a big race.
So Black Caesar in the 1:15 at Doncaster. The next race is the 1:50 again at Doncaster. This is a class 2 handicap over 7 furlongs. So what do you like here?
Yeah, again, it's going to be an interesting one. I think Tarik 2 is going to be clearly popular. He won by 8 lengths again last time. Some of these soft ground races get a bit exaggerated in their distances. He kind of missed the break at Newbury and then spent the rest of the race on the bridle laughing at everyone else. So he's going to be very popular. He's a 7 furlong specialist, so conditions are ideal for him. I followed Swiftly Done off a cliff this year. He finished fourth. I napped him last time. He finished fourth at 20-1 at Newmarket and got trapped on the rail for the majority of the race and only got out a bit late. I'm not saying he would have won, but it was one of those ones where it was like, oh, so close. So I'd have to have a saver on him just because I would go insane if he won. But I do think Levitate's got a great chance for John Quinn. Won the Lincoln here earlier in the season over a mile. Won over Air for Washing Murphy over a mile as well. And then performed with huge credit over 7 behind Breton Rock in a strong race in Ascot last time out in similar conditions. The Quinn yard have had a fantastic year. Returned to the scene of its biggest victory. And it's still off a reasonably workable mark, I think. So Levitate would be the main selection, but I'd have to have a saver on Swiftly Done lest I kick the cat to death.
And it'd be a great achievement for Levitate to start the flat turf season with a handicap win and end it as well.
It'd be a lovely bookend, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be perfect. I'm sure John... The Quins will be thrilled with that.
It's a kind of symmetry that I like. And the last race you're going to talk about is a 3 o'clock at Donny. It's over a mile and two. It's a Filly Stakes listed race. What's the choice here?
Cushion is the choice here. A horse trained by John Gosden, who is very nicely related and has had a pretty good season. Not quite got the win that they really require in this kind of grade, but has gone very close. Broke its maiden tag at Newbury and has since performed with the utmost credit. Finished second in a strong race behind Sound Hearts last time out at Newmarket on fastest ground when the winner just got first run. Things didn't quite pan out for Cushion, but I think she's certainly got a chance here. Making Eyes would be a danger after a cracking third last time out behind the Colts Grandeur and Quick Wit at Goodwood. And I suppose you'd have to respect Princess Lulu stepping up in grade for Roger Varian, who's had an incredible few months. But yeah, I think Cushion's got very much the form in the book. And John Gosden, my favourite trainer, he does very well at this time of year as well. He's a very much a bookend trainer as well. Starts with a burst and ends with strength as well. So yeah, I think Cushion will have a strong chance of winning the listed race.
And John Gosden loves it at Doncaster as well.
Oh, he loves it in most places, but yeah, Doncaster would be one of his happy hunting grounds. Of course, he's got very many Lincoln successes and November handicaps as well and whatnot in the past as well. So yeah, it's a great day's racing. It's a shame it's going to end for another 6 months.
Is it a sad day for you, the end of the flat turf?
It is a bit, yeah. I do. I'm gonna have a candlelit vigil on Saturday night.
So just wrap up those three selections again for us.
I've completely forgotten. Black Caesar in the 115 at Doncaster, Levitate in the 150, and Cushion in the 3 o'clock.
Excellent. Ross, thank you very much. And just lastly, quickly, rate my debut podcast out of 10. What would you give me?
I would give you 3 Mark Waltons and 2 Alex Dunns. You are worth 5 of those 2 Muppets.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
For advice on responsible gambling, contact the National Gambling Helpline or go to gambleaware.co.uk. Our staff can give you the details.